After all the speeches, handshaking, and photo ops, national conventions for political parties have historically given presidential candidates a decent bump, or a spike, at the polls.
Over the last 40 or so years, the average has been about 5 points in the direction of the party holding the convention.
Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin says in the past few years, the timing of the conventions has changed. The meetings are now held back-to-back, whereas there had been up to a month between events, leaving plenty of time for the candidates to bask in their bounce. Now, whatever is gained is short-lived.
Whatever happens from the Republican convention this week is going to be a little bit mitigated by the Democratic convention following immediately on the heels of it.
Traditionally, the incumbent party has the advantage of scheduling their national convention second. There are many factors contributing to a potential bump, including hearing from surrogates, a wife, a running mate, other politicians. But Franklin says ultimately it's up to the candidate to sway the voters. And what was the biggest bump ever after a convention?
Well, the all-time champion is Bill Clinton at 16 points in 1992.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.